an original presentation from America's premier audio theater group, Seeing Ear Theater.
Hi, Blotslock Lotjot.
Hello, Earthling. Has pacing around in circles as we suggested helped?
Yes, yes. I feel like a real producer now. We've got 2 days left, but I think we can pull off the musical. I've been scouting possible theater spaces, auditioning talent. How are you four doing on the script?
We tossed some ideas around.
First, we thought the plot should be educational.
Then we switched it to mindless violence.
Then we switched it to inspiration.
And then we switched it back to mindless violence.
I see.
Then we thought of combining the ideas, you know, inspirational, educational, mindless violence.
Or possibly mindlessly educational, violent inspiration.
Then there's violently mindless inspirational education.
Not to be confused with educationally violent and violently educational inspirational mindlessness.
And?
We settled on science fiction.
Science fiction? Well, you are a four-headed Martian, and they say, write what you know. Since this musical is for the coronation of the two princesses of Jupiter, maybe the story should be about the planets. You know, Mercury, Venus, whatever.
What do you mean, Mercury, Venus, whatever?
The planets. Mercury, Venus, and the other ones.
You do not know the nine planets of the solar system?
I studied it when I was a kid in school, before fractions and after the crop exports of Brazil.
It's something every member of the solar system should know.
Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, nothing to it. Do it mnemonically. It helps to remember.
Yes, make up a sentence with the first letters of each of the planets.
Right. The words of the sentence should begin with M-V-E-M-J-S-U-N-P, and then you'll remember.
That's how we do it on Mars.
You just need a sentence where the words begin with M-V-E-M-J-S-U-N-P.
How about more violent entertainment makes Junior's scheme utterly naughty pranks?
M-V-E-M-J-S-U-N-P. Mercury, Venus, Earth, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, Pluto.
See, it works.
Maybe Vicky enjoys messy jam sandwiches until 9 p.m.
Moving very easily, Mona Jones stood under Norman's pineapples.
Mark vacated England, making Jane's stark, ugly noises poignant.
Missing veal, Edward manufactured jumble stews using noodle pate.
Mnemonics!
Overnight, you can sound me right.
Use this tool and any pull is there too tight.
Sonically, it works euphonically.
Use a word that you have heard mnemonically.
M-V-E-M-J-S-U-N-P. The nine planets.
Maybe Vicky enjoys messy jams.
Sandwiches until 9 p.m.
Let's try another one.
Moving very easily, Mona Jones
stood
under
Norman's
pineapples.
Mark vacated England,
making Jane stark, ugly noises poignant. Missing veal,
Edward manufactured jumbo stews
using noodle pate. Yes?
No.
Everybody sing, maybe Vicky enjoys messy jam sandwiches until 9 p.m.
This earthling's not too bright.
Moving very easily, Mona Jones
stood under Norman pineapple.
Mark vacated England, making James start ugly noises poignant. Missing Vicky,
E-U-F-J-S,
using noodle pate.
Let's try it one more time.
Maybe Vicky enjoys messy jam sandwiches until 9 p.m.
Why is this making sense?
Moving very easily,
Mona Jones
stood under Norman's pineapples. Mark vacated England, making James start ugly noises by night.
Many verses.
Clyde and me just splendidly
using noodle pate.
It took him long enough
using noodle pate.
His cerebellum stuffed
using noodle pate.
I'm getting hungry. You.
Target planet, Jupiter. Target sector, the Great Red Spot.
We're home. Loco, Poco, are you presentable?
Yes, Uncle.
Is my Jaren straight, dear?
You look like a true ruler of Jupiter.
Like the rightful ruler of Jupiter?
You look sick, Loco. Thinking too much about someone from the garbage planet?
Stop it, Poco.
Silence, Poco, Loco. You and your sister, face forward toward the closed portal. Wait for the landing sequence to complete. Stand silently, arms at your sides. Collect your thoughts. Be prepared to greet our subjects when the portal opens.
Interplanetary carrier power down sequence
proceeding. This is the moment I wait for. This is the instant I pray. A Colossus of granite, I return to my planet, as king of my world. Oh, I am truly alive. Here is where I can taste power. Here is where everyone bows. To survive, to my foes, persecution, to my friends, absolution, the cosmos are mine, and I am truly.
Power down sequence complete. Portal opening sequence proceeding.
Of a sea, of a take, of a worm, of a as I rule in my realm. Of a tax, of a turn, of a throw, I am overlord,
and I do crave it so.
Soon I will face all my subjects. Wretches I terrify, threaten, deprive. They hurrah and they cheer me, and they cringe and they fear me.
Portal is open.
I'll never step down, for here I am truly alive. I am.
How may I be
able... Open this portal!
Oh, your highness, I cannot open the portal. It is Princess Luku's chamber.
Well, I'm a princess, too! And tomorrow I am queen of Jupiter. Open the portal, I command you!
Yes, Princess Puku. The portal is...
Get out of my way, stupid! Luku, where are you?
Over here, playing with my princess pet. And what are you doing in my chamber? I told you I don't feel well.
I caught Skria opening your portal, so I came in to see if you were all right.
Stop it, Puku. I was watching on the access screen. You made Skria open it.
Oh, well, I... Are you calling me a liar, Luku? you were playing with your Cryptus pet. If you saw me at the portal, then you had the access screen activated. What were you monitoring?
Nothing.
Can't you keep that Cryptus pet quiet? You know it doesn't like me. Cryptus pet, into neutral consciousness. Translate to secondary status.
Hey, I wasn't through playing with my Cryptus pet.
And let's just see what you were looking at on the screen.
Stay away from there.
Screen! Re-enter access mode.
Access mode re-enter.
No, it's none of your business.
Let go of me, Luku. Screen, enter prior domain.
Prior domain, access.
Stop it! Stop it!
Now we'll see what a sick princess finds so interesting to monitor.
I've been exploring locations where we can put on the musical tomorrow.
You were monitoring Mars. And the human.
Actually, producer Earthling, there are only two places we recommend for your musical. Over there.
There, that damp kind of plateau where all that, stuff is growing. Okay, and?
Over there.
That damp spot where all the stuff isn't growing. Nice, very nice. Any chance of getting someone or something to fix up one of those places, you know, redecorate a bit?
We did already.
Why did I think you were going to say that? All right.
Stop it,
begin
Poo-Poo!
At the beginning.
Screen, terminate access!
Now
leave me alone and get out of my chamber!
You were watching the Earthling on Mars.
I was monitoring his progress on the musical.
Now you're lying, Luku. You have feelings for the Earthling, don't you? Don't you? Well, so do I.
No, you don't.
I told you when we were on Saturn there's something about him I find very, enticing.
No, you don't. It's just like everything else between us. I wanted a Cryptus pet. You had to have a Cryptus pet. I discovered the foreign symbol that meant musical on the outside of my amulet, and you had to have a musical at our coronation. You don't even know what the word means.
Well, I'm the one who took your amulet and had the symbol decoded in the first place.
Right. And if I didn't take my amulet back, you would have kept it. You have your own keepsake for Mother around your neck. What did you want with mine?
I like your keepsake better.
Oh? That's what you said when I had the silver square and you had the black and little sculpture. Mother left us two Earth keepsakes, and Luku has the nice shiny square one, and I have this one that's all burned. It's not fair. And you made so much noise that Uncle Ratapu made us switch. And now you want to switch again?
Yes.
Well, I'm not. And the Earthling said he thought I looked beautiful. He said I was exotic and beautiful.
I had the human brought from his planet. He shouldn't be saying that to you.
He's an alien being, and that's how he feels to me, too. Exotic and beautiful.
Then you shall feel him very soon. Transporter! Express delivery! Subject, my sister Luku. Mode, non-transferable!
Luku, no!
Delivery non-transferable.
No! No! Coco! No!
Producer Earthling, opinion us on our script. Here.
Thanks, Block Lot Slotcha. I wasn't expecting anything like this.
Do you like it?
Honestly? I don't quite know what I'm reading.
Isn't the printing clear?
Yes. I don't know. Anybody back on Earth that has a whole typesetting mechanism embedded in their body. You four are born writers. Literally. It's just what you're writing about.
We are compiling items and subjects to include in the musical.
But you have words printed here like shellfish, France, Timbuktu, savoir faire, quack. They're not even related.
Oh, we assure you they are. They were received here on Mars from your television and radio signals transmitted from Earth.
Well, yes, I see. But, shellfish, France, Timbuktu, savoir faire, quack, and what's this? Ups-a-daisy? The reception must be a little scrambled up on this planet. On Earth, we would say you're definitely missing the mark.
What do you mean, definitely?
What do you mean, missing?
What do you mean, Mark? What do you mean, the?
Do you hear something?
It resembles a transporter. Are you expecting cargo from Jupiter?
They're sending me the supplies I ordered for the musical. I'll go see. Here I am killing myself to save the Earth by producing a smash musical on Mars. What am I getting from my Martian writing team? Shellfish, France, Timbuktu, Savoir Faire? What am I going to do? Lotslock Lotja thinks that mess is a great script. Hold on. A four-headed Martian thinks that gibberish is good writing. That's because nobody knows anything about a good musical except me. I'll bet a five-headed Martian will think this stuff is classic literature, and a six-headed Martian will probably hail our musical as a galactic masterpiece. Hey, what am I worried about? Here's my freight. Kind of small for the stage I ordered, or even some of the folding chairs. Let's take a look. Princess Luku?
Yes. Please help me out, human.
Sure. Thought the royal family on Jupiter traveled around in a little more style. You don't look so happy. Let me help you up. Are you all right, Your Highness? You're not all right, are you? It's okay. I'd lend you my handkerchief, but I left it on my dresser in Ohio. Shh. It's okay. Hold on to me. Let's sit on this park bench.
Ow!
Oh!
Get off us!
Watch where you're sitting.
Earth vermin.
Vermin.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah? If you're gonna go around dressed as a park bench, you could at least get a fresh coat of paint. Come on, Your Highness. Let's sit down over there. I think. Unless the Martians are masquerading as Gasper grass, too. There. You're looking a little better.
It's my sister, Puku. She can be so hurtful sometimes.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is she the one who, mailed you here?
Yes.
Look, you don't have to be back here on Mars until your coronation tomorrow. I bet you need to get back to Jupiter and, you know, get dressed, comb your hair, shine your medals, all those coronation kinds of things. So why don't you catch your breath and we'll see about having a Martian, or a Martian disguised as a park bench or something, getting you a ride back home.
I don't want to return to Jupiter. Not yet, anyway.
So, here's a question. Is it possible for someone in the solar system to call me something else besides Earthling, or Humanoid, or my personal favorite, Vermin?
Of course. What is your label on Earth?
James. What's so funny? Come on now, what's so funny? What's so funny about my name? Hey, you know, I've heard some real mouthfuls out here in the solar system.
No, it's not... It's just a shock hearing what you're known as, that's all. To me, your essence, your spirit is...
Isn't this where our last conversation left off?
Your spirit is exotic and beautiful.
That was worth waiting for.
James, please say my name.
Luku.
Softer.
Luku. You're shaking, Luku.
Why?
Different beings, different worlds. This pull, what can it be? And yet, as different as we are, you're also drawn to me. Now.
Uncle?
Yes, Uncle!
Power down your oxygenator. You look lovely enough.
Not yet, Uncle. My skin, it looks too much like that earthling. I need more oxygenation to make
me
look...
In a moment. First, where is your sister? Our carrier leaves shortly for the coronation.
Luku. Where is Luku?
Yes, your sister. Where is Luku?
Told her to take her coronation garments and go to Mars ahead of us. I wanted her to, check the Earthling's progress in building the musical.
Oh. I would have preferred we travel together. Well, I hope for the human's sake that Luku finds his accomplishment satisfactory. I intend to dispense with him at the end of the ceremony anyway. How unpleasantly... rest solely with him.
You're a very even-handed ruler, Uncle.
As I'm sure you and your sister will be, Puku. If your mother and father were here today, they would be very proud of you.
I'm really glad you'll be accepting the post of Jupiterian Grand Advisor after our coronation.
Oh, I seek only to aid my royal nieces, my planet, and my people. And if I continue speech-making, you'll never be ready for your own coronation. I'll leave you to finish with your oxygenating.
Thank you, Uncle.
Look at my skin! Just like an earthling! Yuck!
I'll go up to my chamber and see how your aunt is getting along. Zabathu. Zabathu. Are you here?
What?
Your Majesty, King Ratapu wears his new cybernetic crown well.
Zabathu, I told you not to...
No, please, don't unclamp it. Keep it on your head. Feel the cybernetic power course through you. And I'm also wearing my new cybernetic crown. Anyway, the ceremony is merely a formality. Hold my hands. Oh, these crowns belong to us. We're much more suitable monarchs than two young girls.
They're young women now. And you're not much older than my nieces yourself, Zabathu.
But so much more experienced, dear. You still have difficulty referring to your nieces in the past tense. It's time to put those two impediments behind us. We step forward as supreme rulers.
Not yet, beloved.
What? Why not?
Not quite yet. Luku wasn't in the chamber with her sister just now. They must be together. Luku has already left for Mars.
Why? How could she? Our plans are...
Now. Puku asked her to travel ahead and check the progress of the musical. We'll all be together on Mars for the coronation in a matter of hours. Actually, it would be better if they were both to die away from Jupiter. I'm already speaking at the ceremony. Zabathu, you should take part in the ceremony yourself, just to show our unified support for the future queens.
And to divert suspicion from the two of us later on?
Precisely.
Luku and Puku will be kept in an isolated area until they are to be crowned. That's where it should happen. But they should die at a moment when everyone is distracted.
True. I speak first. Then there's a preview of the musical. Then that windbag Commodore Krakow will make a few remarks.
Isn't the crowd silent up until then?
By tradition, yes. Then there is Artupa, the point where the masses stand and chant the name of the new monarch.
And then Luku and Puku come out of isolation and enter the Quasar Arena to be crowned.
Then Artupa will be my signal. When Krakow finishes and I hear the crowds chanting, my nieces will die in the seclusion chamber. I'll have no problem making it seem as if the usual dissidents from Mercury were responsible.
A thought. What about the Earthling?
Make him look like the assassin. Very good, Zabathu.
He has no traceable history in this part of the solar system. And the Solar System General Council will give the signal to dry off the Earth. Any past evidence on the human will be destroyed along with the rest of his fellow vermin.
I can even gain sympathy for the poor bereaved uncle and point the deaths back to my nieces themselves. Why, if they hadn't requested a musical for the coronation, I'd never have transported that human vermin from Earth in the first place, and this tragedy would never have occurred. Good, good.
But I'm disappointed, Ratapool. Now we'll have to wait for our cybernetic crowns.
Only until Artupa, dearest. On the other hand, you always find pleasure so much sweeter when it's held back just a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.